KRWM, HD3, Bremerton, Seattle.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Welcome and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and joining me today is a guest I've actually had on the show a couple of times and who is consistently requested by all of you, my listeners, to bring her back. So I did. She's got a brand new book out. Very excited. We're going to be talking about that. My guest is Susan Smith-Jones. She's the author of her latest book, Walking on Air, Your 30-Day Inside-Out Rejuvenation Makeover. I need to tell you, I got this book yesterday trying to get prepared for the show, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a great little book. It's full of information. It's an easy read, and it's got this real straightforward, easy to follow plan, no matter how busy you are, to be able to take this action plan and really go through the process step by step, 30 days of steps, affirmations to be able to affirm what you're doing on a daily basis. And then what you're going to do is you're going to find that you're going to feel stronger, you're going to be happier, healthier, more confident, more energetic, and you're going to live in an empowered life where all aspects of your life is going to be thriving instead of surviving. And that was what I really gleaned from the book as I went through it, is this is all about making us over from so many different aspects of who we are to where we literally can get back into the energy and the psychological support of the mind that we're really, really thriving. So very, very exciting to have Susan back talking about her show and talking about a topic that we're going to do that was actually a PBS show. We're going to do that. It weaves perfectly into the book. So it's going to be really a fun-filled hour and full of information. Also, Susan has been very gracious, as always, to be able to take calls with me today. So if you have a question for Susan or myself or both of us, then I encourage you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada, and then also the same number is good for international callers. Of course, all you have to do is dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. Now, Susan and I, we can talk about her book. She can talk more in depth about her 30-day plan and what she does. Again, good common sense, things that we can use right out of our cupboards to be able to make our body feel so much better, strengthen our immune system, and then we can talk about health if that you'd like. So again, please give us a call at 877-230-3062. Well, I met Susan, oh my gosh, I think it's been probably 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, at an I Can Do It in Tampa, Florida. And one of the things that really struck me, besides her aura, is when I saw Susan, I saw this beautiful, vibrant, her skin was gorgeous, vibrant lady that just shined from the inside out. And I think that's very interesting that the part of her title of the book is a 30-day inside-out rejuvenation. But she really, there was just something very special about her and about how healthy she looked. So I made it a point, and she made it a point for us to meet each other, and that's the way the synchronicity of the universe works. And so I had a pleasure of spending some time with her, and the more I talked to her, the more I realized that this is a person who truly practices what she teaches and really looks at life from a perspective of thriving. So I want to tell you a little bit more about her. That's how I met her. We've been friends since then. We connect whenever we can. We just connected at Louise's 85th birthday, Louise A., author of Hay House, and it was so much fun to catch up again. And you know, one of the things about a good friend is that you can have time where you're separated, you meet each other, and it's like you've never skipped a beat. That's the way Susan is in my life. Susan Smith-Jones is a PhD. She's internationally known as an esteemed holistic health educator, lifestyle educator as well. She's a coach, motivational speaker. She's the author of 27 books, including her last book, The Joy Factor, Health Bliss, The Healing Power of Nature Foods, Choose to Live Peacefully, Be Healthy, Stay Balanced, Recipes for Health Bliss, and Vegetable Soup the fruit bowl. This is for children along with, I think I've written a lot of books. I read this and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, OMG. And then she's also authored over 1,500 magazine articles. As a columnist, her articles are enjoyed worldwide. She really has an expertise in healthy living topics. She's been the guest of over 2,000 radio and TV shows all around the world. And for 30 years, she actually taught students, staff, and faculty at UCLA how to be healthy and fit. She's the founder and president of Health Unlimited, a Los Angeles-based consulting firm that's dedicated to the advancement of healthy, balanced living, natural remedies, and human potential. And I want to tell you, every single one of those things that I just read in her resume is literally how Susan lives her life. Susan, welcome. Thanks for joining me again today.
Carol, it's just the highlight of probably my year to be with you today. Thank you.
My pleasure. Oh, my gosh. And as always, when I saw you at the party, you were looking amazing. One of the things that I always say to you, and I probably like a broken record, is your skin, your vitality is absolutely amazing. So really a pleasure. Love the book. I'm looking forward to talking about it. But I really wanted to start the show out about something that you sent to me that really is a topic that is very near and dear to your heart and one that I think that all of us could really learn a lot from and listen to. And that is, the question is, have Americans lost their compassion? Are people really getting meaner, or is this just our imagination? I ask myself that all the time. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about, have Americans lost their compassion?
You know, I think in many respects they have. And they have because, you know, people all around the country, as well as out of the country, places I visit and speak, I notice that so many people, Carol, are burning the candle at both ends. 85% of the people I meet are in severe sleep debt. They have no time to call their own. They're living on the fast track. They're living what I call a spin cycle lifestyle. And when you can't keep some semblance of balance in your life and keep perspective about what's really important, and of course that begins with having the right kind of attitude, what happens is you feel like you lose control of your life, and you feel fearful. And then when you feel out of control, that nothing is within your control, it lowers your self-esteem, and you become less compassionate to people around you, as well as less sensitive to your own body's needs. And I see this as an epidemic in our country. So, you know, today I want to talk about some ways that you can bring back that balance and compassion in your life for your own body. You know, I'm going to teach you how to become the CEO of your body and life, and compassion for other people.
You know, it's very interesting, Susan, what you said is that with this fast-paced life, it's that what we do is the more out of control we are, the more we try to control, which then leads to more out of control. And it really is a vicious cycle that just never lets that body really go into that rest state, does it?
No, that's exactly right. And people are always in a rush, living on the fast track. You know, you probably are aware, or maybe some of your listeners are not aware, that you'll do more this year with appointments, people to meet, and places to go than your grandparents did in their entire lives. And really, given this current pace, we barely have time to relax and cultivate relationships with our significant others, our children, friends, nature, much less God. And, is it any wonder that stress-related diseases are on a rise? We want to do everything, and we want to do it at once. And I see this as a sickness of epidemic proportions, and I call it a busyness or a hurry sickness. So I'll quickly ask a few questions to see if any of you listening can identify with, you know, maybe are you experiencing the hurry sickness. For example, when you drive, do you routinely drive fast, run yellow lights, jockey for position, constantly change lanes, and are you impatient with other drivers? You know,
everyone's raising their hands, Susan, including me.
Yeah, I know. Another one, do you often eat in a rush while standing up and on the go? Communication-wise, do you talk fast, have problems communicating, how you feel, and rarely find time to give emotional support to family and friends. How about two more, family involvement? When you're not home, you're always feeling rushed out, but when you get home, do you feel tired and tend to withdraw and maybe sit in your easy chair in front of the TV? And finally, leisure activities. Is your hurried life so full of undone chores and responsibilities that relaxing has become even more difficult, if not impossible? Are those vacations rare? And when you're not doing something productive, you experience anxiety and guilt. And, you know, we've all heard that little Aesop's fable of the tortoise and the hare. The tortoise eventually wins by taking a little slower and steadier pace than the hare. So which track are we going to choose? You know, we all want a way of living that allows us to emerge as winners, but the trick is to enjoy the process along the way.
You know, something, and I have to tell you that all of the listeners, being intuitive that you may be, I had my hand up on everything because it just feels like this unending task list that as a yellow, and all of my yellow personalities can really relate to this out in the audience, is that unending task list takes us away from what's important. And that was something that as you were asking those questions, Susan, I kept saying to myself, is this really important? Is this really important? And it's interesting because I realized in the process, and this is, excuse me, probably part of this busyness that you're talking about, is that what is important is really doing what's urgent and not doing what really feeds our soul, feeds our body properly, giving it the rest and everything. And I thought, you know, maybe we need to start by just rethinking the word that's important. You said this. Family, connections, friends, this time doing what we desire. Can you add anything to that?
Oh, yes. And I'll even mention my all-time favorite movie, The Sound of Music. Because in that movie, the captain said to the Baroness, activity suggests a life filled with purpose. And oftentimes people are busy, busy, busy because it makes them feel like they're on purpose when really they keep going down side roads and cul-de-sacs. So what causes this need to rush? You know, for many people, the cause is economic because we must make more money to pay for our chosen lifestyles. And sometimes the cause is simply having way too much to do and feeling that something is wrong if we're not busy. But, Carol, I think that beyond these reasons is something deeper, a lifestyle that leaves certain basic needs unfulfilled. And often when people crowd their schedules with more, like more socializing, more eating, work, activity, and appointments, we're trying to fill the emptiness we feel within. But when you can redirect your attention and energies from outside to inward, because, you know, when your attentions are always directed outward, you lose the sense of beauty, magnificence, and wonder that's within you, from which true happiness, joy, and peace originate. And as you consciously choose to slow down and redirect your energies inward, you can then train your brain to relax, and you can ultimately change your life. And shortly, I'll tell you why things like exercising outdoors and meditating and certain foods you can eat will all make you, scientifically proven, more compassionate, more composed, more relaxed, and more like you're in control of your life again.
Well, you know, something that you also just said that is certainly following a lot of the new neuroscience that we're finding is that while this has become a habitual pattern of being busy, in fact, I always find it very interesting that ask somebody how they are or something like that, or how are they or what do they do, and all they do is talk about their busyness as if it's an identity. But the thing that I've really found that's very interesting with the new neuroscience, and you touched on it, is the fact that we literally can feed our brain from a lot of different perspectives. And that brain creates new brain cells. It creates new neural pathways. So while we may feel like we're in this abyss of this busyness and everything, we literally, by taking a step-by-step plan of action, like you've done in your book, Walking on Air, we literally can rewire the brain to be able to find that joy and that peace and blissfulness without having to make it hard. Isn't that correct?
Oh, that's so correct, yes. And it's funny, you've just talked about wiring and rewiring, because I have a best-selling book that's now an audio book on my website. It's called Wired to Meditate. And even over the last 2 months, there have been some new studies coming out that shows that if you meditate a few minutes a day, according to the studies, this changes your brain waves in a positive way, and you'll love this, Carol. It makes you feel, we know this already, calmer, less stressed and anxious, but also more compassionate. And in a follow-up study, and this is all on in my November newsletter on my website, but the studies show that compassionate people are healthier, happier, and more successful at work, and they even earn more money. And if you need a really good reason to meditate every day, take out a few minutes to bookend your day with quiet, you know, some inner reflection time. Studies show that those people who meditate regularly look 12 to 15 years younger than people of the same age who do not meditate.
And, you know, it's something, because I have a lot of people say to me, and you probably hear it as well, Susan, you know, I just can't slow my brain down enough to meditate. I just can't take the time, whatever it may be. And one of the things I've realized is that in meditating, it literally is being present in the moment. It's not anticipating the future and being apprehensive about that or worrying about the past. It literally, meditation is literally that quiet, still place at that moment, isn't it?
Quiet, still place. And everything takes practice. If you want to be good at something, it takes practice. Now, meditation is the hub of the wheel for me. It's really the most important part of my day, because when I don't meditate, the day doesn't seem to go as smoothly, and I make mountains out of molehills. But, you know, in terms of meditation, it might, you know, you can begin with 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And then you add a minute, maybe every couple days. And with a little bit of practice, you'll find that that babbler or the chatterer in your mind will eventually go away. So you do want to spend some time in meditation every day. And notice that your mind is chattering, but then allow it to become still and open. Meditation establishes a quiet, peaceful, dynamic mind. And you'll find, Carol, that everything in your life unfolds more smoothly, more easily, more elegantly and gracefully when you take a few minutes out daily to meditate.
And, you know, it again touched on this, the process. You know, there used to be a cliche that was used all the time, takes 30 days to change a habit. That's very, very true. But the reality of it is that once you take that, maybe it is just 5 minutes, but you take it, and the next day you take another minute and another minute. Pretty soon, your body, your mind, the chemistry in your body, you psychologically really start to look forward to that time that's just you with you. And then pretty soon you're doing it 10, 15 minutes a day. Some people can do it a half hour a day, whatever it may be. And you just build into it, and it's something you literally look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, you do. And there's a whole chapter on meditation and how to do it in not only Walking on Air, but the companion book. Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword for The Joy Factor, 10 Sacred Practices for Radiant Health. And you see what and it's not just because you're used to a new habit, but chemicals are actually released in your body, hormones, during the process of meditation that make you feel good. It's like messages of love going and communicating mm-hmm. through all the 70-plus trillion cells in your body. And that feeling, you know, after a few days and maybe 21 days, feels so good to your body that you actually want to continue it. So maybe you start meditation or exercising because you demand it of your body. But after about 3 weeks, because Ben Franklin said whatever you do for 21 days will make or break a habit. After 3 weeks, then your body just wants you to do it. And you'll see how much better you feel. And and how much happier you are and more peaceful.
Well, and all these chemistry changes that just naturally happen in the body really are the antidote for depression. So many times that when I work with people as medical intuitive with depression, I really don't find that they're what we categorize as clinically depressed. They just need, they've got depressed energy. We just need to get them outside moving, getting them in the sun, getting them around people, different scenery, different noises and everything. And again, your body will immediately go in on a daily basis. Once you do this, it's going to be like, okay, get out of your chair. It's time for us to go. And it'll start to actually nag you. Are you getting up? Are you going to get up? Until you do. And then it just changes everything. And I really do, as a medical intuitive, and I know with your background, really find that a lot of what we're calling depression literally is this depressed energy, and doing something as simple as 21 days and taking these steps is going to turn it around completely. You know, one of the things that I found also with this, and we're going to continue to talk about the specific foods, but that really kind of tweaked my interest, and I went through the book very quickly to find it. It's that one thing we should never do before we go to bed. This sleep deprivation that we're experiencing is really a lot of the root of what's happening to us, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. One thing you should never do before you go to sleep at night, if you want a good night's sleep, is talk on a cell phone. And most, you know, many people now only have cell phones. But studies at the University of Zurich in Switzerland found that the electromagnetic waves disturb the brain waves and also cause you not to be able to get that deep sleep. So, you know, and the jury is still out on whether a headset is better. So if you need to make calls before you go to sleep at night, if at all possible, use a landline. And remember, too, if anybody listening wants to lose weight, you must make getting good sleep every night non-negotiable, because the latest research shows that when you skimp on sleep, and you need a good 7 to 8 hours a night, when you skimp on the sleep, it interferes with your body's ability to process carbohydrates. And that what that does, Carol, is it leads to an elevated blood sugar level and then an increased tendency to store all the calories you eat as fat. And this happens because when you're sleep deprived, your body produces more of that stress hormone called cortisol that sets the chain reaction into motion. And let's tie this in with compassion. It is hard to feel compassion for other people in your life and for your own life and your own needs when you are running on empty because you have not gotten enough sleep the night before. That is crucial. If you want to age really quickly and be sick and get lots of colds and flus and be a very impatient and harried, unkind person, then don't get a lot of sleep. it is non-negotiable in my life, and you know this from previous shows together. I have never taken medication in my life, and I have not had a cold or a flu in over a quarter of a century. And that's because I know what to eat and how to live and my meditation and my time in nature, and I manage stress well, and I always make sure, except on rare occasions, that I get enough sleep.
Well, and, you know, and one of the things I want to add to that, you know, I started out by sharing the bio on Susan. I mean, this isn't a person that literally spends every waking moment of her day doing and dedicating this to keeping her health. She's busy. She writes books. She does articles. She teaches internationally. But what you've done is you've really prioritized what is most important to you and to keep your body healthy, because if we're not healthy, then we can't do the things that we really desire to do that helps us be successful and to thrive. I was chuckling as you were talking about the fact if you don't get enough sleep, then you're going to not have that compassion. And if anybody wants a perfect example of what that looks like, look at a 3-year-old that doesn't get the naps and doesn't get the good night's sleep. Look at how difficult they are to be able to be around. Now, as adults, we may think that we're really masking it, but we, you know, we probably aren't, we, Susan, just about as grumpy as those little kids, aren't we?
No, we absolutely are. But they're little quick fixes that you can do during the day. in a study that was just done at England's University of Essex, they found that just 5 minutes of, and they called it green exercise, meaning you go outdoors, not in a gym, not in your home, but you hike, cycle, garden, skate, walk in your backyard, walk in a park, that will boost your mood and your self-esteem. It will increase compassion, and it will make you feel better. At another study done in England, with the head of the team was Dr. Malcolm Carruthers, he found that most people could ban the blues with a simple 10-minute exercise session 3 times a week. It was a 4-year study. They looked at 200 people, and they found that the chemicals in your body called norepinephrine is a depression-destroying hormone, and he calls it the key to happiness. And he found that 10 minutes of exercise, and I say go outdoors whenever possible in nature, doubles the level of norepinephrine in your body. Now, I've had a private practice since the early 80s. People come to me or I go to them all over the world to help them live closer to nature and heal their body naturally. And years ago, decades ago, I used to bring people into my office to do therapy sessions, and I live in the Santa Monica Brentwood area. Now I have them meet me at the Bluff in Santa Monica, and the first 3 minutes of our session together, we're walking together. I don't even let them talk, because I know after a few minutes, they're going to be a happier person, and we'll have a more productive session. And then the rest of the walk, I'm doing their therapy session rather than sitting down, and I find it is so much more beneficial that way, and they're getting a good workout to boot.
Exactly. And again, that's important for that detoxing of the body and, you know, getting the body kind of its circadian rhythm back into what it needs to be. And, you know, all of these things as listeners and myself listening is that these aren't difficult things. I mean, Susan's not asking us to take, you know, 5-6 hours out of our day to do these things. 10 minutes of being outdoors, doing something different that has movement and activity to it. I always say as a medical intuitive, if you don't move, you won't move. And so what we really need to do is to have that walking. And even with meditation that she was talking about, very, very smart, common sense, short cycles, but they may start out short, but you're going to find your body's going to love it. Your health is going to love it. You're going to be clear of thinking. I was thinking, gosh, you know, if I got up off of my little bottom at my computer, as long as I sit at it, and just literally went outside, took in a little sunshine, and like you said, walked around my backyard, I know that I would feel much different and my mind would be clear. Those are simple things that we can do.
I know. I'd like you to, Carol, good. Last month there was a study done at the University of Michigan, and they found that if you can get up off of your desk and take a 10-minute walk, once again, they said outdoors, because the air is much better outdoors, even if it's cold, that will boost your mental health and your focus and concentration by 20%. Now, let me talk about one other kind of movement. And just because it's you and me and nobody else is listening, I want to mention bowel movement. Because as I work with many seniors, people in their 70s, 80s, and 90s, it seems that unless they have the good bowel movement, they're going to get very cranky, and they will be less compassionate towards everyone. And so, you know, it's important to make sure you eat lots of foods that are rich in color, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and seeds like flax seeds and chia seeds that I write about on my website, because you want to have 2 good bowel movements a day. And if you're lucky, you could have a bonus round because it's important, like you were just saying, to keep your body detoxified. And when you have lots of stuff clogged up in your colon, it's a perfect breeding ground for germs. It's dark, moist, and warm. So you want to stay in the flow. And exercising and keeping your body hydrated with water, getting enough sleep, and maintaining a positive attitude, eating the right diet will keep your digestive system in the flow, too.
And, you know, all of those, again, simple things. So, Susan, I want to hang on to that diet, because I know in your book, Walking on Air, you talk about some of the different cinnamon, pepper, and things that we can do that we have probably right on our shelves right now that really can help the body detoxify, support the immune system, keep the movement of this waste out of the body the way it needs. So if you'll hang on to that, all of you, please stay tuned. Susan and I are going to be back right after this very quick break. We're going to be talking more about compassion and feeding compassion and her new book, Walking on Air. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
Now is your chance to be part of the show. Call 877-230-3062. Call in with your questions or thoughts and talk with the host and their guests. Again, that number is 877-230-3062.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back, and if you're just joining me, I have a very special guest today. She's been on the show a couple times. She's got a brand new book out called Walking on Air. It's Dr. Susan Smith-Jones, and this new book, Walking on Air, we've been talking about it in the first segment, and then what we've been also doing is talking about how we can become more compassionate human beings by really feeding the mind what it needs to, that quiet, still place, feeding the body what it needs to, using food to be able to detoxify the body the way it needs to, and then really looking at attitude and how important it is, sleep, how important it is, real good, common sense, easy to use tools that you can do on a daily basis. So what we've been doing is we've been talking about that, and she did mention that she had a book previous to the latest one that just came out, Walking on Air. It's called The Joy Factor. Again, a book that I highly recommend. She's the author of many, many books, all of them good common sense, things we can do, things that we can do and feel really good about doing all of the things that she suggests. Also, Susan has been gracious enough that she is going to be taking calls. So if you have a question for Susan or myself or both of us, we encourage you to call us at 877-230-3062. That number is good in the U.S. and Canada. And then also international callers, dial your international calling code and then 877-230-3062. I also would like to remind you that my audio and PDF download of my free September Your Health teleclass is now available for purchase on my website at www.reitberger.com. The topic for that class was Candida, certainly fitting in very much with what Susan and I are talking about from the standpoint of how important it is to feed the body what it needs so we can actually minimize this overgrowth of the single cell yeast that lives in the intestinal tract and then also in the genital urinary tract. It's a harmless yeast that we have going on all the time, but when we feed it the wrong foods or we find our thoughts become too negative or we don't get enough sleep, the body becomes acidic. Now that harmless yeast is now running rampant and it's really feeding on the waste byproducts of the body because we're not detoxifying the way we need to, and then glucose. And Susan has mentioned glucose a couple of times in the beginning of the show, and we're going to be talking some more about that. So if you would like to go in and look at the audio download on Candida, you can have a try before you buy. You can listen to a brief excerpt of it. And then also the printable PDF, which happens to be 36 pages long, on Candida, because I look at it from a clinical perspective, the psychological aspect of it, energetically, chakras, role of personality, what we can do from it from a conventional standpoint, but I really focus on what you can do from a alternative choices, again, rest, foods, doing the things that really needs to be the exercise and so forth. So again, one of the things that I love about Susan as we've continued over the years of our friendship talking is how we have a lot of the things that really are very natural remedies to be able to deal with things such as candida or maybe autoimmune disorders or chronic pain and everything. We have them right in our kitchen cabinets. We just need to know how to use them, and that's what Susan's books provide for us. And when we get a chance to talk to her, she also does and shares the information. And it's just good, healthy way to thrive. So, again, if you're interested in the PDF, you can do read a page. And then just go to my website, www.ritberger.com. There are actually 25 different illnesses that I have featured on my Your Health teleclasses. My latest one on breast cancer was for October. That will be posted to the website within the next couple weeks. The audio portion of that particular teleclass is going to be free. I hope that you will share it, and I'll announce it on my show when it's available. But do check my website, www.ritberger.com. Well, Susan, I want to jump right in, and we've got a caller, and I want to finish up on some of the things. But please tell people, you mentioned that you've got a November newsletter. Please tell people, how can they learn more about you, stay connected with you, and how can they purchase your books and any events?
Perfect. Now get out a pen and paper, because you want to write down my website address. It's SusanSmithJones.com. Very simple, my name, SusanSmithJones.com. Make sure you go to the current newsletter. Right now it's the November newsletter, because everything we're talking about is in the newsletter, plus so much more. In fact, if you try to name 10 parts of the human body with three letters only, most people can get five or six. Smart people get 8 to 9, but nobody ever gets 10. And the answers are in my November newsletter. Make sure, Carol, I want everyone to know that right in the sidebar, there's a button that says subscribe and win. And my newsletter is free, but if you subscribe to it, you get it 2 to 3 days early every month, and you're automatically entered into a weekly drawing. And I'll draw from your group. I draw every weekend. So I'll do the picking from your listeners, and I contact that person, and we set up an appointment at their convenience where I call them, and we do at least a 60-minute consultation, and you can ask me anything you want. If you have no health issues, then we'll just have a nice visit. And you'll find out information on my website about my books, Walking on Air and The Joy Factor. And you can get them at Barnes & Noble or Amazon. But if you call this toll-free number with a purchase of each of my books, you can get a free bonus gift of one of my natural remedy booklets, CD combo, called Nature's Medicine Chest. And here's the and I discuss all of my favorite natural remedies. And it's free with each purchase of Walking on Air or The Joy Factor. That toll-free number is 1-800-523-9971. 1-800-523-9971. And, Carol, regarding Walking on Air, that's based on my decades of work with thousands of people around the world. It's the program I taught at UCLA for 30 years. And if you have 10 minutes a day to give me, that's all it takes, you can go through this step-by-step, life-changing program so you'll be healthier, happier, and more successful at the end of 30 days. I teach you to become the CEO of your body and life, how to cultivate joy and prosperity, you know, how to overcome the major stumbling blocks that every person experiences in modern life. And for each of the 30 days, I give you one simple practice that helps you refocus on total wellness. So it's called Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and out rejuvenation makeover. You can learn about it on my website. But if you want to purchase that and get a free gift along with it of the booklet CD combo, then call 1-800-523-9971. But that is Eastern time, between 9 and 5. You've got to call between those hours. to get the bonus gift.
Very, very good. My gosh, just lots of information. And so I do encourage you to go to her website and to sign up for her newsletter. One of the things I know about Susan over the course of our friendship is that she's just rich with information, very, very open to sharing without any kind of, you know, expectations or anything. And, boy, to be able to get a full 60 minutes with Susan, I mean, go in and sign up and go for that drawing. So, Susan, I would like to go back. We do have a caller, but I'd like to go back because one of the things that I found when I was going in and really looking at the different aspects of your books is these herbs. And it must be, so please everybody indulge me. It must be something because I was going through the book and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have these already in my cabinets and everything. But I didn't realize that cinnamon, what does cinnamon do for us?
Oh, wow. Cinnamon, well, it's anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, and it balances out your blood sugar. It's got so if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, listen up. It contains a compound in it that speeds up the processing of the sugar in your body. So putting cinnamon powder on as many foods as possible, or like you and I talked about before, cinnamon sticks in your tea or water. My grandmother taught me that as a teenager. However you can add in the cinnamon will make your insulin release much more efficient and slow down aging and help ward off diabetes and obesity. And remember, one cinnamon stick will last for about 2 days. You know how, Carol, a cinnamon stick is a tight little curl?
Mm-hmm.
And if you put it in a glass of water and then transfer it from glass to glass or bottle to bottle, at the end of the second day, that curl opens up all the way. And what you can do is then throw it away or put it in your soil and then add another cinnamon stick. And it's a great conversational piece when you walk around with a cinnamon stick in your water because people ask you what that is. But especially with the holidays approaching and you might be eating more sweets and 2 servings of dessert, on those days you want to get as much cinnamon in your body, at least 1/2 teaspoon a day, because that also cuts triglycerides and cholesterol and helps to balance out your blood sugar level.
Very good. So, see, I must have known intuitively that that's the one I really needed to start with and to be able to start doing. And, you know, we've talked about the cinnamon stick. I bought them. I just need to get them off the shelf into my cup of tea and cup of things. So thank you for that. You know, sometimes we need that extra little reminder, don't we? So there's another reason to get in and sign up for Susan's newsletter. Let's go ahead and jump in real quick, Susan, and take a call from Sharon from Ohio. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling us.
Hi, Carol. hi, Susan.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi. It's so good to be on the call. Thank you for taking my call. Carol, you know, I have a question. I've had chronic fatigue and environmental illness for, over 10 years. I was doing so well. I found some wonderful supplements, minerals that were highly absorbable, and I did fine all summer and into fall until just now. I had some company, and I overdid it. I still have a low thyroid and adrenal. I'm kind of crashing, and I'm not even sure really what's happening. I know that I pushed myself too hard, so that's my question.
You know, that's something I tell you, sweetie, you're not alone with us. Any of us that have anything that we've had to deal with for years or months or years, when we get that time where we really feel good, oh my gosh, it's like that task list just goes on and on and on. So we do tend to overdo. Susan, can you maybe offer some things that she could do to support her body, to be able to help it in the detoxing?
Yes. Now, besides as much sleep as possible, Sharon, and staying away from all foods made with white sugar, white flour, artificial colorings, additives, go organic if you can afford it. There's one supplement, and I write about it in detail in my November newsletter, so check that on my website. It's called E3 Live, and I have lots of people that come and see me for chronic fatigue, and it's this amazing blue-green algae liquid. That's the richest source of chlorophyll on planet Earth. I've taken it for 20 years, and it is the best multi in the world. You know, there's been lots of info in the news. Is it safe to take a multivitamin? Well, this is a liquid that is phenomenal, and taken on an empty stomach, within 15 minutes it gets to all the cells of your body. And for 20 years, Sharon, I've started my day with this and have had great success with patients, clients seeing me, coming to see me for chronic fatigue. So go to SusanSmithJones.com, click on November newsletter, or go to the search bar and put in E3 Live and read all about it. It's not very expensive, and it is so worth every penny.
Very good.
Thank you for that.
I'm writing this down.
Yeah, now, and Sharon, one more little tidbit. And how cool is it that it's also in the November newsletter? There are different boxes in my newsletter. Please read the box on microgreens, and there's another box towards the bottom on sprouting your way to vitality. Now, in America, for 40 years, I've been known as the Sprout Lady. Great name, huh? Because my grandmother, as a teenager, taught me how to grow sprouts. And Carol and Sharon, if you came to my kitchen right now, you'd see, oh, gosh, maybe 10 or 12 kinds of sprouts and microgreens growing. But Sharon, if you have a few inches of space in the corner of your kitchen, I want you to start growing your own sprouts. I have all the info in the newsletter how to do it. It takes a few minutes spread out over a week, actually 4 to 5 days, and it costs pennies. Now, like a quarter cup of broccoli sprouts is pretty pricey to buy in the health food store or the supermarket, but a study at Johns Hopkins just found that eating a quarter cup a day will cut your chances of cancer in half. You can put them in sandwiches, on your salads, eat it out of hand, but it costs pennies to grow at home. So all of that info on sprouting, on microgreens, on E3 Live, and the answer to the 10 parts of the human body with three letters only, I'll give you a hint. I-E-Y-E is one of the answers. That's all in my November newsletter at SusanSmithJones.com.
And what I want to do in, Sharon, is I want to jump in also, sweetie. One of the things is you've experienced a weather change lately, haven't you?
Yeah.
One of the things, sweetie, is that you, do you have full spectrum lighting in a room or that you could sit under?
No, currently I don't, Carol.
That's something that might be worthwhile for you as well. Now, when you get sunshine, even though I know that it's cold, just poke your head out and use that good old vitamin D from the sun itself and everything. But one of the things it feels like, sweetie, is that when it starts getting cold and gray, it's the gray, I actually am picking up some of the chemistry changes in your body that can also take you from those summer months, those spring months where you have a lot of sunshine, where you hit that gray, and I can pick up that there's some of the symptomology of SAD, seasonal attention deficit, that you also are experiencing that you could do in full spectrum lighting. And like Susan said, the foods, those things are very helpful. And then the other thing is that one of the people that was visiting with you, while you do enjoy that person, really, really takes a lot away from you. You know who I'm talking about. I can feel it in your field. And so what you do is just very lovingly, you did a great job. You made her very, very comfortable. It is female. You made her very, very comfortable. But now it's time for you to give back to yourself, sweetie, and then do those things. And what that'll do is it will help change that chemistry and rebuild you back up and everything. I pick up the energy. It's almost like just being, excuse me for all my listeners, kind of that little sacred teat, honey, where everybody, that little cow, where everybody wants to, this one particular person really, really does feel like she depends on you a great deal. And then you do, in your loving, compassionate nature, give her more than even your body can restore when you're around the person. So just take a little bit of time for yourself and then look at some of the things Susan's talking about as well.
And Carol, I'll add along your lines that Sharon and everyone, natural light and fresh air have the power to restore us to vitality. And when you can, go outdoors and walk barefoot on the grass or the ground. Now, if it gets really cold, you don't need to go that long, but there's something about being connected to the earth and taking your shoes and socks off. My grandmother taught me this as a teenager. People would come to her with really deep depression, and she'd make them take their shoes and socks off, walk them in her backyard, look at the flowers, look at the herbs growing, as she simply listened to them. And then they'd come back inside. She'd give them a cup of chamomile or lemon balm tea that lifts your spirits almost instantly, and they felt better. So whenever you can be out in the natural environment and in nature, great power to heal you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you both so much. You know, it's so true. I forget about the sad. It starts happening, and I forget. And, you know, I'm also electrically sensitive.
You
Susan,
are.
And I know they say the same thing for that. If you go barefoot on the earth, it will kind of ground you for that. And I know that I am low on the green. So everything you guys told me has been so helpful, and I really appreciate it.
You are welcome. And one of the other things is Mother Earth really has her own vibrational fingerprint. And our first chakra that's closest to Earth has the ability vibrationally to adapt and adjust to Mother Earth. It doesn't make any difference whether we're in the fear of survival or we're just wondering how we're going to get out of bed. When you connect through your feet, through those ball chakras in your feet, and then go through those little toes and go up into that knee chakra and you get up that first chakra, instantaneously regulates and matches the energy of Mother Earth. And that is a very grounding, it's a very stabilizing, it's a very consistent field that we just stay connected. So that's something as well. So very good. Well, thank you, Sharon, for calling, and I'm glad that you were able to get through and we were able to talk to you. Susan, thank you for sharing all that information with her as well.
Sure.
What I want to do is we're running into just a couple of, actually a few more minutes and everything. So anything that you want to add, again, website, your newsletter we talked about, anything you want to add, any last little nuggets? I know you're always good for these nuggets.
Absolutely. Quickly, I want to just mention how important attitude is for everyone, no matter what's going on in your life. My grandmother always taught me that attitude is your mind's paintbrush. It can color anything. And you need to maintain that attitude that something wonderful, magical, and joyful can happen to you when you least expect it. There was a study done several months ago, published in a major journal, Circulation, with 97,000 people, Carol, a seven-year study, showed that those that had the most positive and optimistic attitude had less heart attacks, diabetes, had lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol. So your mind has the power to heal you. And I hope everyone gets a copy of Walking on Air, your 30-day inside and out rejuvenation makeover. And it goes so well with the companion book, the previous one, The Joy Factor. And then go through day by day. It's a 10-minute a day program. But it goes for 30 days, and you'll be looking and feeling your best and have the most positive attitude at the end of the 30 days. Carol, there's even a chapter on how the right kind of daydreaming can plump up your wallet and savings account. I've got a chapter, as you know, on the 12 age-defying superfoods, herbs, and spices to help you lose weight. And there's even a chapter on learning to celebrate mishaps, change, and humdrum routine work. And you'll find out about it on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And you could go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon, but if you go to this toll-free number and purchase the book, Joy Factor and Walking on Air, then you'll get a bonus gift of Nature's Medicine Chest. It's a booklet-CD combo with my personal program in it that you'll love. And the toll-free number, and remember, it's Eastern Time, 9 to 5. It's 1-800-523-9971. And finally, check out my November newsletter. Lots of great info. You'll learn about how to grow sprouts and microgreens for pennies in the corner of your kitchen. You'll learn about my favorite multivitamin, E3 Live. And you'll find out the 10 parts of the human body with three letters only. And there's also, Carol, there's a whole box on Have Americans Lost Their Compassion and How to Get It Back.
Well, very good. And I'll tell you what, I'm going on there because I have come up with eight of the three things.
Don't tell anyone, though.
I'm not going to, but I'm going to tell you, I am really stymied on those two. So I am going to go and find that out. And I study the human body all the time, so I'm going to go find out what those other two are.
Now, remember, you can't use slang or jargon. Like, you know, for the derriere, you can't use the A word. You can't. All right.
Yep. Well, you know what? Everybody go to Susan. Thank you for joining us. Susan, you're always a delight, sweetie. I'll see you next Wednesday on the radio. You have a fabulous week. Thanks for joining Susan and I today.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reiberger.com. That's www.riteberger.com. See you soon.